I was walking up and down the ward every day, absolutely in tears, begging the sisters or the nurses to come and help my daughter, because at one point she was on the bed on all fours, rocking like a dog, whining, because she was just incoherent. She was in so much pain. And the nurse's reply to me would be, what do you want us to give her? What pain relief should we give her? And it's like...
But didn't a consultant... Wasn't a consultant call to come and assess your daughter's condition? Did no one... I mean, there must have been somebody who came down to check what was wrong with her.
If the consultant didn't come each day, the nurse, her oncology nurse, would come each day, and they would see her probably for about 3 to 4 minutes a day. And they said that her pain was normal with leukemia, and they were treating her for constipation. So they said that that was normal. She was constipated and she was in pain. However, one day the consultant came in and said to me, and I quote her words, "Abby, I can come in here and make soothing noises to you all day long, but at the end of the day, there are patients on this ward that are dying, and your daughter is not dying. She has got constipation."
After a week, Abby, I understand you went to Great Ormond Street for chemotherapy. When the staff there saw your daughter, what was their reaction?
I carried Bella into the outpatient's ward, and the nurse immediately looked at us and said, "Oh my God, you are going to be staying with us for a long time." Within half an hour, her consultant was called, and she was absolutely horrified. The nurse there said that it was the worst case of mucositis that she's seen for a very long time. And when I got onto the ward that Bella was staying on, the sister of the ward said that she was absolutely shocked with the condition that Bella was able to get into from being in Watford, because they'd only seen her a week previous. And the week previous, Bella was cycling around the wards of Great Ormond Street. And when we were discharged the other day, the sister of the ward came up to me and said, "I didn't want to tell you this at the beginning, but when you brought her back to us, we were really very worried about her condition."
Abby, West Hertfordshire Hospital Trust have apologised, and in a statement they have told us they're carrying out an investigation. They say you raised some serious issues. Are you confident they will learn from what happened to your daughter?
I am confident, because I am shouting about it. I am talking to the press. I'm raising it to the highest level that I can, because, not because I want to slag off Watford General or anything like that, because I just don't want any other family or any other little child like Bella to go through what we went through, because it was the worst week of our lives. And I'm sure that, I just hope that changes will happen, because if they don't, I don't know what will happen to Watford General. They cannot carry on how they have been.